I'm not quite sure how to describe Tony and Carl Rozicka, 71-year-old Chicago area twins. Guys, if I said you're professional pests who bother professional athletes, would you be offended? Tony, what about you?
No.
Carl?
I would not either. We just had the gumption to go and ring people's doorbells.
Let's tell the story of these guys. By the way, am I in your new book? Because where did I first run into you guys? Tony, do you remember?
Yeah, it was about 45 years ago at Wrigley Field watching the Cubs play. And that's a part that's not in our book, but we sort of became friends for a few days anyway. And Carl and I and one of our friends, Terry Rebeck, came to visit you at WLS. I think it was at 360
North Michigan.
Avenue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carl, so how did all of this start? And you've got the story in your book, The Twins, A Journey of a Lifetime, Twin Brothers' Journey Through Chicago Sports History and Their Recollections of a Bygone Era. It started when you were kids and you wanted to go to the home of a Chicago Bear, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We had opened up our local paper. We grew up in Cicero, and they had a Cicero Berwyn Life newspaper. And we opened up the two-page sports section, and there was a picture of Bill Bishop, defensive tackle, Cicero resident. So part of being a bygone era, at that time, you just opened up the phone book and there he was listed, and we rode our bikes over there and rang the doorbell, and that set us on the journey that we could never predict, but it's been a wonderful journey.
And you guys somehow managed to avoid being thrown out of people's homes, and I know you got close to Blackhawks as well, Chico Mackey and Phil Esposito. What was your secret? How did you avoid being shown the door?
Probably being twins helped, quite frankly. But we would engage them in regular conversation. You know, we would ask about how they were doing. It wasn't about us. And for some reason, they all liked us, because they would. Well, I'll give you the example. We rang the doorbell, Pierre Palat, and met him. And he goes, "You want to meet Glenn Hall?" We go, "Sure." "Well, he lives only about four blocks from here. I'll call, see if it's okay." We go to see Glenn Hall. Glenn Hall says, "You want to go see Stan Mikita?" "Sure." "You want to meet Stan Mikita?" "You want to meet Bobby Hall?" "Sure." "Bobby Hall, you want to meet Chico Mackey?" "Sure." So we just kept doing it.
Tony, I don't think this would work today, would it?
I don't think so, primarily because we don't know where people live, for the most part.
And Carl,
and they're not in the third floor attic anywhere. So.
I'd like the Rozickas to tell the story of getting close to George Halas. Who wants to take this, Tony or Carl?
I'll let Tony start on that.
Okay. Well, so we mentioned, Carl mentioned Bill Bishop. Bill's wife, Marilyn, said, "You guys love the Bears so much, why don't you write George Halas, see if you can be a ball boys?" So we did. We were in seventh grade, and we got a letter back saying, "Regret to tell you the job has been taken, but write me back again." And we did when we were in eighth grade, and we got a letter back. That's the reproductions, the copies of the letters I still have, and they're in the book. And George Halas basically says, "Welcome to the Bears." So we were ball boys for the Bears 1963 through 1966. And George Halas would, my job was to provide the extra balls on the sidelines, and I would follow the line of scrimmage. And many, many times George Halas would just be next to me with his hand on my knee or his hand on my shoulder, and something exciting would happen, and he would press further and further down on me. It was just very great because he was the founder of the NFL.
Yeah, he'd be kneeling right next to you guys. I don't think Dave Annett believes your story. He's got a question.
I do believe the story, but Carl, maybe I don't know if you want to answer this, but can you explain your role in Mike Ditka coming to the Bears as head coach?
Well, it's one of those things that at the time we didn't think much of it, but then reading Mike Ditka's book and having further reflection, And we say, geez, we had a connection to that. So I was just walking by myself on a Saturday night when the Dallas Cowboys were going to play the Bears the next Sunday, you know, the next day on a Sunday afternoon game. And I walked by the executive house, and here's Mike Ditka, who is finishing up his career with Dallas, out on the in front of the executive house. And I ran into him, and I thought we'd exchange pleasantries for 5 minutes or so, and I'd be on my way. And I probably talked to him for over an hour, and he was so forlorn that he would like to get connected to the Bears. And, you know, taking our example, the fact that we wrote George Halas asking for a job, we suggested, you know, I suggested, hey, Mike, why don't you write George Halas and tell him you want to get reconnected? So in reading Mike Ditka's book, we found out that he did write that letter, and we do know that George Halas was determining whether George Allen or Mike Ditka should be the head coach. We knew George Allen as well. He was head defensive coach when we were there. But again, reflections of a bygone era. We called George Halas at home, you know, lived on Sheridan Road, and his number was listed. And we said, hey, George, you know, Mike was one of only a few players that really stood up to you on the sidelines and, you know, showed his dedication to the Bears, and we think that you should select him.
No, nobody lists their numbers anymore because of Tony and Carl Ruzicka.
Yeah, exactly.
And they tell their story in the book, The Twins, A Journey of a Lifetime. Retired accountants, pride and joy of Morton East High School. And good to talk to you guys again. And the book's available wherever you can buy books. It's a fun read about a bygone era. And all the best to you, Tony and Carl Ruzicka. Good talking to you.
Well, thank you so much for this phone call.
All right. And don't come to my house, okay?
All right.
Nothing personal.